is Jay Sekulow. Breaking news. Congress deadlocked on the relief package for America.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. What a time to have gridlock in Washington, D.C. I mean, this is hard for me to believe. They worked through the weekend trying to come up with a package which would be part of the staging of relief for companies, small businesses, American citizens to weather through this virus attack that we have, which I think is what you have to call it now. And at the same time that they're trying to weather through it and we're trying to get through it, the country, the Senate can't get there. Now, as someone that spent 3 weeks on the floor of the Senate, oftentimes till way past midnight, I don't understand. It must be part of the culture. I'm going to ask Stan Bennett this, Logan. Is it just part of the culture? This is the way they do it, Fan? Because it is, it's mind-boggling.
You know, the answer to that, Jay, is yes, and it's got to change. I mean, we said on the broadcast last week that that was not going to be the case this time. It looked like there was going to be some bipartisanship. It looked like the negotiations were going well. And, Jay, I will just tell you, there were smaller groups of Republicans and Democrats that put together various parts of this package, and it went to the floor of the Senate last night, again, with Republican and Democrat buy-in, and then that partisanship fell apart. Jay, we can get into some of the details, but let me just say this for now. I think part of the reason that happened was because Speaker Pelosi, of all people, interjected herself into the Senate business. You don't want to point fingers at this time. I hope it will get done by the end of the day. But just to simply answer your question, yes, unfortunately, I think the culture of Washington, D.C. won out last night. That needs to be fixed today.
We are having some issues on Facebook. So if you're watching live, know the stream's a little bit different. We're on, you know, very specific camera shots and angles. So just deal with us. It was this or not be live. We decided it was better to be live for all of you. We are taking your calls right now at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. If you want to be on the air, this is the time to do it. Give us a call. We'll do our best to get to you today. Thanks for watching again online. Sorry for some of the technical issues.
All right. So let me take it a step further here. And I think we have to get into some particulars because the Supreme Court issued opinions today, for instance, not any cases that we were involved in or following. But let me tell you what they did not do. They did not meet as the court. Now, that is traditionally how they've always done it. They met, they sit at the bench. You've been there, Logan. They read little excerpts of the opinion. Today, they decided not to do that. They just issued the opinions online, which is good that they're kind of getting into the technology of the 21st century here.
Sure.
But they were forced to do it, obviously, with the age of the justices. It looks like, and we know that I was supposed to be arguing next week at the Supreme Court. That's off. No question. The April calendar, I'm sure they'll issue an order in the next day or two. That's going to be off. And technically, that is the end of the argument term. Now, they may hold arguments in the summer or maybe early fall. On some of these cases, we don't know. But obviously, things are in a state of flux. You also have the economics of this, and the stock market dropped at one point, it was down 1,000 points. Now it's down about 700 as we're talking to you if you're watching us live. But then the lack of getting this bill through is really hurting us.
It really is. And look, Secretary Mnuchin, Leader McConnell, and Leader Schumer were very, very close to an agreement, Jay. And I would tell you they're still close right now. All appearances are that Secretary Mnuchin just left Leader Schumer's office and that they're very close to an agreement. But here's the problem. I mean, over in the House of Representatives right now, Speaker Pelosi just introduced a brand new bill that nobody's read. It's more than 1,100 pages long. Jay, what we've got to do is get the bill that is on the 5-yard line into the end zone, not start over on a 1,000-page bill that everybody has to reread.
No, I mean, I saw that 11, I think it was 1,164 pages. Now, look.
And you see people from both sides who are complaining and are angry about this.
They should
this
be.
Is not the time.
No, this is not the time to be dealing with politics under any circumstance. But we are. All right, folks, let me encourage you, support the work of the ACLJ. And let me ask another special request. As you can imagine, it's a little bit difficult right now processing actual mail because we have a minimal staffs are in. Some offices, no staffs in at all. Online contributions are automatically processed.
Yeah, so please go ahead. If you want to give to the ACLJ, and we support you doing that online right now at aclj.org. It supports the work here. It's also still our March matching challenge. So go to aclj.org. We'll talk about that a little bit more when we get back.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your calls and comments, and we did want to specifically say, as we said, we were headed to the break. Right now, if you are wanting to give, and we obviously encourage you to give here to the American Center for Law and Justice, to the ACLJ, right now, if you have the opportunity to, I know a lot of you still use the mail, a lot of you still get our direct mail and send in checks and that kind of thing, and that's excellent. We appreciate it. But right now, with everything shutting down and having all the issues that are going on and limited staff, we encourage you to please just visit aclj.org and donate that way. It's still a secure way to do it, and we appreciate it. Again, that's at aclj.org as we start to head towards the end of our matching challenge at the end of March.
Let me say something about that. And first of all, I appreciate everybody's continuing the support of the work of the American Center for Law and Justice. So we really appreciate that. But we are reducing our staffs in place. Now, I mean, obviously here at our media center we have, but even here it's minimal. Compared to what we usually would have. And same thing in our processing. So online contributions are automatically processed.
Right.
It's much easier. It's much more efficient. It's much, much more cost efficient for us as well. So any of you that are supporting the ACLJ, you may be getting letters from us. If you could go online and donate that way, it's just going to be a lot easier.
I mean, the goal would be inevitably, hopefully, to move to everything being online.
Ultimately, that's
so that would be an excellent way. If you are new to online giving, this a great way to start.
ACLJ.org for that.
Yep.
You had on your broadcast.
Yes, it'll actually be it'll be on the air tomorrow morning.
Okay.
This is important.
Logan has a show called Logan Sekulow Reprogram.
Reprogram, the Logan Sekulow Reprogram.
I want him to run it in our block every once in a while. He won't do it.
It's a bit more hard-edged. It airs on Florida Man Radio in Orlando, Florida, in the mornings, 5 to 6 a.m., America's prime time. And that's when we air. And tomorrow morning, we actually have already done it. We're going to actually post it online. I'll share it from your page. I don't think there's anything in that segment that's fine. That is with an interview with actually a mayor of Longwood, Florida, which is a suburb of Orlando. Right outside Orlando.
Very representative of like a regular community.
Yes, and he has a great story. You may have seen him on Fox and Friends the past week. Professional wrestler who turned politician. A really good guy, a good family guy who is doing something for his community. But we just wanted to talk to him and kind of break down how things were going. And really what they're doing is encouraging, still very much encouraging social distancing. The mayor or the governor has only started putting rules in Florida what should be done, and you can hear that. We'll post it on here, but it'll be on our podcast feed tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Eastern. That is LoganSekulowReprogram.com, or you can just find it on however you get your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and there's also a Facebook group you can be a part of. We'll have him on in the morning, like I said, but we'll post the video because we want to get the most up-to-date information out as quick as possible to those local communities that we air in. So we'll share that coming up hopefully in the next few hours. We'll have that available to anyone who cares to watch. But it's an interesting interview, even if you're not living in that Orlando area.
What was his assessment?
That at this point, they're hunkered down. He was in his driveway, in his car doing the interview. He wanted to make sure people knew he wasn't driving around. He was just in his car doing it and trying to keep the city going and trying to keep the economy going. He had specific restaurants he was promoting. I think these little towns are going to have to start doing that too, is they go about, he didn't just say, hey, go to McDonald's or whatever it is, it's fine. They have the drive-through service open. He was naming specific locally owned companies, and I think that's what you're going to need to start really looking at supporting, as well as the other ones.
Yep.
But support your locally owned companies. They're the ones that are going to, they're not running at very high margins. So they're the people who you really need to support as well as you can while still being careful. And I think people have seen the last even few days, even the idea of going to get takeout has started to throw people off a little. So we have to still, though, keep the economy going and encourage people to support.
Yeah, no, I mean, the president, you know, tweeted out this morning, he says, we got to make sure that the cure is not, you know, the cure is not more dangerous than the disease. And that's the balancing that they have to go through here. There was an interesting comment
on the screen right now. If you're watching.
Yeah. There was an interesting, several interesting Facebook questions came in. I'm going to tackle one. I'm going to let Stan tackle one. Linda on Facebook said, can somebody please explain to me what these states stay at home orders mean? So sometimes they're by the state governments.
Yeah. They're all a little different.
Sometimes it's county by county. So it's not always just what your state says. It's going to be what your county says. And in this particular case, and most of them, it means you can go to the grocery store, to the pharmacy. But other than that, really stay at home.
Yeah, I think there, and then some other like big box retailers, like Walmart, those, I think a few of those. Yeah, so not just exclusively grocery stores.
I mean, retail Walmart, stores that are open, you could,
But it is mainly the big box stores like your Walmart or your Costco. I think those are the ones that are staying open. Yep. Where you can essentially go get anything you need, plus your grocery stores. But other than that, a lot of them are putting in stay in place where you are.
And even there, some of the grocery stores are saying we only want a certain amount of people in the store at a particular time. They're letting seniors come in early. Those are things that make sense. Sometimes it's better for the county commissioner or the mayor rather than even the state.
Maybe
making a statewide matter.
Don't take your whole family out. Designate a person, you know, to go out for you, to be the person in your family that is running these errands when absolutely necessary.
And or it's even going to pick limited up hours, obviously. But this is a good question for Than, because I'm going to put Diane's and Teresa's together. Because Than, I think this is, and one is, how does Speaker Pelosi come up with an 1,164-page bill in a matter of days, and this bill should have already been in place? How can Congress continue to mess this up?
They're very good questions, Jay, and I know this is not a time for partisanship. I'm going to make my answer not partisan, but the answer, honestly, I'm looking through this bill on my phone as we speak. Jay, it's a laundry list of policy wishes from Speaker Pelosi. I mean, I'm getting reports from the Hill that it includes things like expanded collective bargaining, fuel emission standards, wind and solar tax credits. Jay, they're just not relevant to this debate. And let me go back to sort of more the common ground that maybe Teresa was asking about. The bill was in place. It was negotiated by Republicans and Democrats. There were small working groups in the Senate that put this bill forward, and that bill was on the 5-yard line. Jay, it's still on the 5-yard line. I would suggest to Leader Schumer and Leader McConnell, they need to ignore Speaker Pelosi at this point. She is not a part of their chamber. They can come together with Secretary Mnuchin and get this over the line. And last thing I'll say here, Jay, we're about 15 minutes from the Senate trying again to get on this bill. It would not be final passage. They have to take 3 votes, but if they can get through those 3 votes, they will be on this bill that has bipartisan buy-in. Quite frankly, Jay, that's the only game in town. That's the bill that needs to move forward.
All right, we're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Logan, why don't we try to take a phone call?
All right, let's go ahead. Let's go to Michelle, who's calling in Ohio. Michelle, welcome. You're on line one.
Hi, Michelle.
Thank you, guys. Hi, Jay.
Sure.
How are you guys?
Good.
Question is, understanding that on several occasions, Pelosi has usurped her own not knowing how to stay in her lane, how can she constitutionally interject herself this way into the Senate, and what can be done?
It's a great question, because this should be a Senate problem. But what she does, when they have to reconcile the bills, she gets to redo it again. And as Than just said, rather than focusing on what's needed for the American people right now, and I don't really want partisan fights right now. I think this is destructive to our republic. We need to be focusing on answers. But that is Michelle's question, Than, is an excellent one.
Yep. It's spot on, and quite frankly, she can't do it unless the members of both parties in the Senate let her, Jay. I mean, look, they can negotiate this on their own. They can send it to the House of Representatives for Speaker Pelosi's chamber to do as they wish, but she does not get to draft part of the Senate bill unless they let her. And, Jay, I would tell you this. Remember when she sent her bill over to the Senate? What did Senate Republicans tell Leader McConnell? They said, we don't want to pass this. He told them to be quiet and pass it anyway because that's what happened. They passed her bill unchanged. They should not let her into this drafting process. And frankly, I think Leader Schumer is the one that needs to stand up in this moment. No, okay, say the Senate's going to proceed without the Speaker of the House.
You know, it's interesting. There's a lot of debate going on right now in Washington, and this is where the debate should be within the administration as to do you continue the plan we've been on for, we're in week two of the 2-week plan, the 15-day to try to flatten the curve. And then at the end of that, do you try to return to, at least in some industries, and some people that are less exposed to a more traditional work environment, with obviously with new safety measures in place. But, and you know, maybe you limit the gatherings, not that they're going to have events with 50 or 100,000 people, but do you say, okay, work establishments can come back online in 2 weeks? But I think all of this depends, folks, on how this looks in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, did it work? Did the social distancing side of this?
Now, the numbers this week are going to be,
right, I think people have to understand it's going to take a minute because these are people who already were exposed and they're just not getting the symptoms and it's coming back around. So hopefully by the time that we're talking to you next week, things are starting to improve. I know my kids' school specifically, they said that all systems go, they're planning on still, they're at least going to try to get back to school in a couple of weeks. So I know that it may or may not happen. But I'm saying is they're all operating. They're all operating with the idea of,
yeah,
of let's try to get through these next couple of weeks and reevaluate where we are in 2 weeks.
Yeah. I understand why they're doing that, because you got to kind of plan this at 2 weeks out at a time. You shouldn't be planning this out 6 months in advance. But I also wouldn't build up false expectation that, yeah, in 2 weeks, we're going to have everybody back in school and things are going to be normal, unless they know something that neither the CDC or anybody else knows.
Well, I'm just saying, people trying to keep people going. But
they're trying to plan. Yeah, right. And I think, look, they're doing, so even
for, it's a lot easier to plan for 2 weeks than it is for 2 months.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk more about it when we come back from the break. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. You know what's interesting? You know who's not stopped working? Planned Parenthood. With everything that's going on, the National Abortion Federation just released, don't worry, our clinics remain open. So if you need shoulder replacement, you can't get it. But if you want an abortion, evidently you can. That's why we're fighting these issues out in legislatures, in courts, on the airwaves. We'll continue to bring it to you. Support the work of the ACLJ.
Absolutely. Support the work of the ACLJ by going to aclj.org to donate. It's the perfect time to do it and start your online donation. Also, check out our new The Seculo Community Facebook page. We'll be right back with more.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. I do need to say, if you're watching online, a lot of people have joined us over the last half hour. We are having some technical issues, so the reason you're only seeing one camera is because that's what we're having to deal with right now. So sit back and enjoy the show, but no, this isn't how it's going to be permanently. This is just what we have to deal with right now. So you get to see even a little bit more behind-the-scenes look.
Yeah, a lot of behind-the-scenes look.
Yeah, it's because we have to like reach over to grab a drink very coyly. It's nice. But welcome back to the show. We are going to be taking some phone calls and some comments.
Share it with your friends.
Maybe let them know we're having some technical issues. But you did want to talk about the situation going on, because all services are closing down. Elective surgeries are going
Dentist
away.
Dentist offices are closed in most states.
Yeah, a lot of places.
California has a shutdown order.
I mean, let's just be honest. Most places in major metropolitan areas are on lockdown of some sort. And that isn't the case, though, for certain industries.
Well, in California, Planned Parenthood operates 7 affiliates in the state of California. Now, Gavin Newsom put in a very aggressive, and understandably why, stay-at-home order in California. And they also have about 100 facilities total in California. And all appear to be open at this time, despite the governor's order. Planned Parenthood sent out in Los Angeles said they are continuing to serve patients' reproductive health care needs. And they asserted that they talk about the procedures and includes abortion. So, Than, I think to myself that if you needed to go for a shoulder replacement, you're not getting it, which is understandable. I've got medical professionals in my family, our family, Logan and I do, and we understand, you know, what they're having to deal with right now, which is intense. But it's amazing to me that with all the seriousness of it, and it is serious, that these abortion providers, again, get a pass. It's always the abortion distortion factor. Every time.
Jay, it's just indicative of the primary paramount importance that the Washington, D.C. puts on this issue. And I would tell you, it's not just the issue that you outlined. One of the provisions that was causing the most angst inside this bill was the Democrats did not want, they wanted the small business loans that were available to also be available to NGOs who receive Medicaid reimbursement. What does that mean, Jay? Jay, that means Planned Parenthood. So the issue that came into play last week in Speaker Pelosi's bill, it's a little bit of a different spin on it, but it's a essentially the same one. Money that was intended to be loaned to small businesses who cannot meet payroll. The left in Washington, D.C., NARAL and Planned Parenthood, wanted that to be able to flow to the abortion industry and to their allies. So, Jay, even in a time like this, this seems to be the issue that just absolutely cannot be set aside for the greater good of others. Frankly, this 1,100-page bill, that's why we're pouring through it. I bet you there's probably more provisions in here that are just like it.
Okay, so keep the camera on Than, because I'm trying to help you here. We're having a little bit of technical issues for those watching on Facebook. But keep it on Than, because here's the question. That's exactly what we were just talking about. Tim on Facebook says, is Pelosi still trying to push abortion through this 1,164 pages? The answer is, I can't tell you that today, but Than, we are working through that bill.
Yeah, I mean, I've literally got it pulled up on my phone right now and texting back and forth with the staffers who are going through it from the Hill level, because Jay, this was one of their objections to the Senate bill. The Senate bill said a couple of things. One, if money's going to go through Medicaid to reimburse healthcare professionals, all of the current restrictions, including the Hyde Amendment, are going to attach. And then a separate section of the bill, which gives out small business loans, it said that we have to make sure those go to actually small businesses who are trying to make payroll, and NGOs who get Medicaid money, Jay, they don't need this. It's not for that purpose, so of course they would be excluded, and that was one of the objections to the Senate bill. Now, does this 1,100-page bill that Speaker Pelosi introduced, does it change those provisions? My guess is that it probably does, but it was literally dropped just a few minutes ago while the Senate is trying to finish their bill. So that is one of the specific issues we're trying to get an answer to, but I can guess for you, Jay, with quite a bit of certainty, I think there's a very high probability that at least one of those provisions is in there.
I think a lot of people also may have a misunderstanding of how all of this works, where it's not like you're just, you know, skimming through and can do a little like find and type in abortion and it's going to come up. You know, it is very cleverly written. These are politicians who are writing. So you do have to go through these 1,000 pages. This isn't something where, again, you just look, you know, Apple F and search, you know, Hyde Amendment. You have to go really deep dive into what the language is actually saying, Than. And I think that's important for people to know that it's not, because they hear about this, it's not as simple as it sounds.
So we're going to have our people, didn't mean to cut you off there, Than. We're going to have our people that are working remotely go through this bill. Than is working with folks on that are working remotely on Capitol Hill, too, staffers in the House and Senate, to find out what's in it. So the work of the American Center for Law and Justice, even during this time, moves forward, especially as we don't trust the process because we've had experience on this, Than. Obviously, we're concerned about it.
This is a very, very good point for a couple of reasons. One, I do not think you will find the words Planned Parenthood in there. I do not think you will find the word abortion in there. I do not think you will find the words Hyde Amendment in there. What you will see in the small business loan section are definitions that mean these spending are mandatory, which essentially means Hyde does not apply. The other thing, Logan, that I would tell you that makes, especially in this chaotic situation that we're in, the point that you're making so important, I know this is going to be hard to believe, but these bills get drafted with things scribbled into the margins that are the official legislative text as introduced. Now, did that happen in this bill? I don't know, but it happened 2 weeks ago in one of the bills that was introduced. So you literally have to go through every single page, and some of this stuff is not searchable. You have to look for things that are actually written into the margin. Eventually, Logan, of course, it would be filed into the legislative record,
sure,
but not today. It's just introduced as is.
Okay, well, maybe we need to start some changes here in general. You know, we're talking about the virtual voting and all the different options they have. Maybe one of them mentioned you can't scribble in notes. You know, we live in a world in 2020.
Do track changes.
This is a bit insane. You know, this is where you do have to look at what's going on in D.C. and go, is it too archaic? The fact,
yes,
that they are running things like we aren't living in 2020, where a lot of these things can be handled. I mean, look, we have our whole facility here, our whole media center. A lot of people are working from home. And guess what? For you, the viewer, other than the technical issue we're having today, which would have happened either way, nothing seems like it's changed. Doesn't feel like there's anything different. No, for like the adult, you're still getting your emails every day. You're still getting everything that we write and content-wise. Maybe it's time for DC to also take a hard look at themselves and go, all right, maybe we shouldn't be scribbling in the margins. It's delaying and it's hurting people overall.
For instance, may I give it for instance?
It's fine.
Supreme Court can't have argument. Obviously, you can't have 800 people in the room,
yep,
packed in like sardines, basically. The podium where I stand is, you know, I think 12 feet from where the justices are, and it's furthest, you know.
They have to turn you down, though, in that little thing. You're too loud.
I'm always too loud. Too loud. They always turn me down. But here's the thing. They can't sit in chambers. I don't really want to go there with people.
Right.
So either, how about this, which they won't do. Say we are going to conduct the argument over teleconferencing. The justices don't even have to leave their home, which probably a lot of them should not because of their age. Some of the advocates too, may I say. And it's a one-hour argument.
Right.
Can we not get through an hour by saying, Mr. Chief Justice, and may it please the court, make your argument. Justice Ginsburg has a question.
You may have to adjust it a little just based on timing and delay and that kind of thing, but I think it can be done. I think this can be done for a lot of people and a lot of services that are just, again, living a little bit in the past. And you have to at a time like this.
Yeah, like the past, like 1868.
Yeah, but I understand there's tradition. I do understand the tradition of it. But there maybe is a time.
Yeah, I had that during the impeachment, okay? It was like, well, the precedent is. I'm thinking, you mean the precedent from 1868?
Yeah.
Things are a little different now. Can I do this? Ask you folks to give us a helping hand here in this way. You're being very generous with your support of the ACLJ, for which we thank you. A lot of you mail in your gifts. Right now, opening those is not an easy task. It's taking time, and it may be that we can continue to do that. We may be that we cannot. But I'll tell you what we know we can do. We can process online gifts. Of course, we're in a matching challenge. But Logan, let folks know, online giving will really help us out, both cost effectiveness and the ability to get it right to use.
That's right. We can get it right to use. So if you do have the ability to do it, please do. If you're watching online, just go to ACLJ.org. to give. We'll be right back.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's matching challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
And I'm going to toss it right over to Logan Sekulow because he's going to explain to you that by radio, you're not having any difficulties. By Facebook, it looks a little different.
Yeah, it's a little different. We're on a one-camera wide shot. Then it zooms into our TV screen where you'll see Than in different videos.
A little technical difficulty.
We're having a technical problem. We are fully staffed and things are good. Like, it's not like we're scaled back. We're scaled back in general, but we have the ability to do it. We're just having an actual technical problem that we'll address. But we decided it was worth to go live to talk to all of you on social media because that's an extra 10,000 or so of you live that usually ends up being about 100,000 throughout the whole broadcast. And we don't want to leave you guys hanging. So we're here. Just deal with it and understand sort of the issues were at hand. We do have a lot of phone calls coming in. I don't know if you want to take some of those.
I do have to ask Than one thing, then we will try to grab a call and we'll keep the phones moving. Hey, Than, we've got Senator Rand Paul tested positive. Senator Romney and Senator Lee have self-quarantined. I think another one may have now. How is that going to affect everything? Because, of course, they can't vote long distance because they're operating under the rules of 1827. That's hyperbole.
Also, Senator Scott, also Senator Gardner, and also Senator Klobuchar's husband has now tested positive. So here, probably within... You're right. Within an hour, Jay, there's going to be six senators that literally cannot attend votes. Look, I understand all of the tradition of the Senate. I actually kind of like it. But, Jay, it's ridiculous in a time of emergency that we can't get all 100 senators to vote when they are capable of doing so. At least for now, Jay, it is time to go to remote voting so you have the senators able to do their job. And Article 1, Section 5 gives them every authority to do it. Jay, if they get to the end of today without that being in place, it's a mistake.
Like, I understand. Also, when it comes to the tradition of it and the fact that for a lot of these things, you do want your representative there to make these.
But they can be.
But in a time of emergency, maybe we can alleviate that a little bit.
You know, I come from a culture of tradition. I mean, that my background is a
tradition.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's from Fiddler on the Roof.
And that's my culture. That's my heritage. And I get it. But my goodness, we are dealing with a pandemic. So let's a little flexibility in the joints here. I think would be called for. Let's go grab a call before the break.
All right, let's go to Jan, who's calling in Georgia. Has been on hold for a long time, Jan. Sorry it took so long, but we appreciate you waiting. You're on the air.
Hi, Jan.
That's okay. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, Jay.
Hey.
I'm a Mercer girl.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you so much for doing this. Love your show.
Thank you.
You mentioned the article that gives the Senate the power to do remote voting. What exactly would they have to do?
Yeah, Jan, that's a good question. So, Than, they have to change their rules, which they can do. The Constitution says, the Senate said, you know, both chambers set their rules. So they could check the rules by a unanimous consent if it was something this important.
Yeah, sorry for stepping on you there, Jay. No. Yeah, Article 1, Section 5 gives both chambers the ability to do that. They would have to change the rules in the Senate. It would require a supermajority vote. But look, the senators who are still in the chamber, I mean, I see Senator Collins right now pleading for passage of this bill. Jay, they are the ones that are at risk if these senators who are vulnerable keep coming into the chamber. So they would have to vote to change their own rules to allow for a certain amount of time for remote voting. And Jay, I cannot for the life of me think of a good reason why that should not take place in this moment. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to get a quorum in the United States Senate before long.
This is not how this is not how we should be operating, to be quite blunt here. And you know, it is what it is. I mean, there's nothing we can do about it today, but we can point out the issue, which we are. I mean, you just said Susan Collins, who's probably, I think, a little older than me, a couple years older than me. I'm 63. I'll be 64 in the summer. She's probably, I think, she may be 70. we're like the most at risk.
Right.
So you're sticking them in the floor where other people have already been tested positive. Makes no sense whatsoever. All right. We'll be back.
Yep, we're going to be back with more on Jay Sekulow Live. We have phone lines open. We have a couple lines open. 1-800-684-3110. Again, support the work of the ACLJ. We are in a matching challenge. And look, you're hearing the work that we have, you know, going on right now. Maybe we'll get into that in the next segment a little bit, specifically in these specific times where things are a little rough, things are a little different, how the work of the ACLJ continues, because it is very important for all the people who are watching on Facebook, who are watching on Twitter, or that are following us on the thousands of different radio options you have. We appreciate your support. And to keep this all on the air, give us a check over on ACLJ.org. Support what we're doing there. We'll be right back.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at ACLJ.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Logan Sekulow. If you're watching live, again, apologies for some of the technical issues you're dealing with, but we're getting through it. Hope you're enjoying the show. We do have a phone line open. It's slammed right now, but we do have one open, 1-800-684-3110.
So there is a bill right now that is the proposed solution to this that is about 1,164 pages, roughly, give or take, that I'm making sure that our team is reviewing line by line to make sure there's not any surprises, Fan, as we found in the previous bill. So I'm sure our teams in Washington and our offices in Kentucky are looking at this legislation right now. And as Stan said, they could still scribble things in the margin, which, again, you talk about, like, you know, get to the modern age, to make sure there's no surprises in this, including what we caught last time, which was a big bonus for the abortion industry.
Yeah, it's a bill that was dropped literally right before we went on air, more than 1,100 pages. Yes, our teams in Washington and Kentucky are looking at it as we speak. I was actually texting back and forth with them just now, Jay. Here's the thing, and Logan alluded to this a minute ago. It's not as simple as looking for keywords. It's looking at these massive loan provisions that are in the bill and making sure that they're not routed in a way that the status quo restrictions on abortion facilities are eluded, Jay. So, I mean, the status quo on this is that federal taxpayer dollars cannot be used to be paid directly for abortions. But there have been multiple efforts just this week to circumvent that through these emergency packages. So we have attorneys in two of our locations looking through it right now. Again, this is the Pelosi bill, Jay, the bill that was negotiated by the White House that the Senate is debating right now. We know that that bill is okay. The White House and specifically Secretary Mnuchin identified that change. He made that change. And the bill that is in the Senate right now, if that's the one that prevails, we're good on those provisions in that bill.
All right, so we just got word that Ben Sisney, one of our senior counsel, is combing through the bill. He works with Than and has also sent it over, as Than said, to other senior lawyers and staff lawyers of the ACLJ, because obviously we've got to get all hands on deck and this can move very quickly.
Right, and that's why it's important to continue supporting the ACLJ during these sort of uncertain times, because we'll make sure that your rights are protected, make sure that your values are protected when easily stuff can slip through right now. This is the time we have people working on your behalf, and that is why we're in our March Matching Challenge, which means if you give $10, someone on the other end will match that $10. So $10 becomes $20, $20, $40, so on and so on. And we appreciate that. That's throughout the month of March. If you could, please do that online. You know, there's a lot of people who give through the mail. We obviously really appreciate that. It's a majority. But we are trying to move people online because of not only the issues that are
getting
at hand.
Getting people into process.
Getting
it's
people
hard.
Into process, taking time. And we'd be able to ensure that we can keep everything going and keep these broadcasts going to you as well. And keep people like Ben Sisney who are there combing through, like you said, the bill to see if there's anything that is troubling.
So let me say this because I think to our donors. First of all, huge thank you. Our online giving has been great. In these trying times, we appreciate it. But for those of you that are listening to the broadcast, and maybe you give when you get the newsletter or you get the direct mail package from us on what's going on, we would really appreciate you using our online capabilities at ACLJ.org. That is the easiest way. It's the most effective. It's the most cost-effective. It's the most critical. It is the easiest on our staff. So we encourage you to do that at ACLJ.org.
That's right. Let's go ahead and take another phone call. Yep. Let's go to Scott in Colorado. Scott's been on hold for about a half an hour. We appreciate it, Scott. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Scott.
Okay, guys. Yeah, thank you for my call. Appreciate it. I just had a couple comments I wanted to make. You know, I don't want to make this a political issue either, but I feel that Schumer, Pelosi, and the Democratic leadership denying this common sense relief bill down at the 5-yard line, as Stan said, reinforces the partisan nature of their motives. I mean, it's all over social media, the memes, posts I've been seeing. It's almost universal sentiment that Schumer denying this bill in the Senate, he's willing to sacrifice the nation on the altar of his hatred for Trump, and more importantly, for the people that voted for him,
all right,
you and me and citizens.
Yeah, so look, I'm going to go right to Than Bennett on this because, you know, Than, what is their excuse on all of this? 1,150 pages.
Yeah, they don't have one, Jay. I mean, look, I'm just going to lay out a couple of facts. First of all, when that Pelosi bill came over to the Senate, it passed by a vote of 90-8, even though there were plenty of Senate Republicans who didn't like what was in it. Last night, when this bill that was negotiated between Leader Schumer, Leader McConnell, and Secretary Mnuchin came to the floor of the Senate, it was filibustered without a single Democrat voting in favor of it. What is their excuse, Jay? Their excuse is mainly that they want it to be longer lasting, or in some cases permanent, wherever possible. Look, I don't think there's any denying that there might be a second pass needed at this. This is the third pass already, but you cannot let the immediate relief that has to go out the door stall it, because minutes matter, Jay. I mean, getting this relief out the door is incredibly important. So, you know, maybe in the end, some of the extensions that they would want would eventually get enacted. But delaying the ones that need to go out the door, that is not a legitimate excuse in my mind. And it's time for Senator Schumer. This is mainly on him, in my view, to speak to his own party and say what Leader McConnell said to his own party. You may not like everything in this, but it's time to vote for it anyway.
Chuck Schumer spoke yesterday, I guess, on some of the floors at the floor of the Senate. This is what he said he was going to do. It just didn't happen.
Our caucus is united in trying to deliver a bill that addresses this health and economic crisis quickly. And we're committed to working in a bipartisan way to get it done. Both sides of the aisle voting for a bill.
You know what? I'm going to say this.
Like, that's a shocking thing.
Yeah.
The fact it shouldn't be a shocking thing that both sides of the aisle are actually voting for a bill. You know what? Welcome to, you know, politics that didn't exist 2 years ago when they actually would work together. This is ridiculous that he has to grandstand and even say that.
I want you to think about for a moment what this country's been through over the last, say, 3 years. Just for a moment. We had the Mueller report, 2.5-year investigation, an attempt to distract the president and his lawyers for 2.5 years to come up with there was no Russia collusion, no Russia conspiracy. Then we had the Ukraine impeachment. And, of course, that turned into an acquittal. But we spent a month and a half preparing for it, and then 3 weeks on the floor of the United States Senate, where I was 3 feet from most of these people or less. And I'm thinking about now that the politics of all of this, and that's all this was political moments, And all of that was going on. We didn't finish up the proceedings until February 6th. You realize that? We didn't get the acquittal until I think it was February 5th or February 6th.
Yeah, she's talking about a month and a half ago.
5-6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And here we are now facing a pandemic. And then I'm supposed to go to the Supreme Court of the United States next Monday, which I'm not now, because the arguments have been postponed, although we're working on the briefs. We're doing the briefs. And it's as if the government cranks to a halt and can't figure out how to operate. Like I said, these cases that the Supreme Court has, if the Supreme Court says we're taking a case, that means the case has a significant constitutional or statutory issue. They cannot figure out a way to do these arguments with technology?
Right.
Impossible? Or we're just not going to do that because we haven't done that since 1791, so we're not going to start it now.
Or maybe it's saying that you realize that,
and listen,
on the important scale, that this maybe not be the number one most important.
Well, it isn't to the American people.
That's what I mean.
You think that whether a DA in New York or a congressional committee gets the president's tax returns is a issue that is on the forefront of the American people's minds? I doubt it. Having said that, if we want to get the cases moving, there are ways to do it. It's just, you know, getting them, again, I'm not being critical. It's just, and I know they've got, there's process in there, and I respect the institution of the Supreme Court a lot. I've been practicing before that court for 40 years and four decades, rather, and I guess, you know, I may even get into a fifth decade if it keeps going like this. So having said that, let's just pray for our country, pray for our leaders, pray for the courts, pray for Susan Collins is speaking right now. I'm looking at there are people next to each other. This is, look at this right now. You can't see it, right? We can't switch to it.
I don't think so, no.
But can I just, Susan Collins is up talking passionately. Behind her, which is what, fan 2 feet, are two other U.S. senators. I mean, you know, this is not social distancing. Fan?
And they can fix that,
but
Jay.
They're being loyal to their institutional practice. Meanwhile, you got five senators that are wait a minute. You got five senators that are now in quarantine. Now go ahead.
Okay, sorry about that.
No.
Five of them are in quarantine, and the number is increasing. I mean, Senator Klobuchar's husband, and Jay, I would just tell you this.
We need to pray for him. He's in the hospital. Go ahead.
Right. They don't need to get bogged down in the details here, but the vote that they're literally blocking right now is just to allow debate on this. Jay, this is not final passage. And you said that the cases at the Supreme Court are not of paramount interest to the American people. Well, guess what is? The assistance that is in this bill. This bill includes direct checks to people who are losing their jobs. We can figure out the rest of it later. But that, Jay, I would tell you that is of paramount interest to the American people.
You know, I've got a little bit of a unique perspective on this because that is someone that spent 3 weeks on the floor of the Senate. And I remember staying up till 3 o'clock in the morning, which I, you know, don't like doing on a regular basis, to be quite frank, arguing on a motion to determine if we could have a motion to have witnesses. Not the motion on the witnesses, but a motion to determine if we can have a motion on it. And we had to do that to 3 o'clock in the morning. I remember Chuck Schumer said, no, it wasn't Chuck Schumer. It was Adam Schiff said, I think we should postpone tomorrow's proceedings. And I got up and said, with all due respect, Manager Schiff, today is tomorrow. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. And it seems like the same games in Washington. We need to get this bill through. It needs to be done right. Our lawyers at the ACLJ are going through it right now.
That's right. You can support the work of the ACLJ, like you said, right now at ACLJ.org. Again, that's ACLJ.org to give your donation today. We'll be right back with the final segment of Jay Sekulow Live.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live, final segment for your Monday. We appreciate you spending the last hour with us. If you do have a phone call or question, give us a call right now, 1-800-684-3110. We have a few lines open, 1-800-684-3110. Let's start. Let's go to Kim, who's calling on line 4. Again, Kim, I know a lot of people have waited long. We appreciate the long wait. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, Kim.
Thank you for taking my call. My question is, if Congress cannot reach an agreement on this funding, can the president issue an executive order for the needed funding?
So this is an interesting question of under the Defense Protection Act or others. You know, funding really is the role of the House and the Senate, Than. I mean, there's probably some discretionary funding, but not to the $1 trillion level or $1.3 trillion level or $2 trillion. No.
Yeah, not this kind of direct spending. Remember, last week, the president did tap a lot of authority that were available to him, emergency spending from other programming, some reprogramming authority, even some small business loans, but nothing to this magnitude. The Constitution is pretty clear this funding has to originate in the Congress. And Jay, there's just no reason it shouldn't. I mean, I think what the president did last week bought us a little bit of time, but now we know essentially what this bill has to look like. It is essentially drafted. The politicians just have to decide to quit arguing with each other over details. I mean, really, that's really as simple as it is, Jay.
Yeah. You know, they got to get it together, and they got to get it together quick. All right, we're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. Logan, tell people what we did with our community page, too, which is really just timely.
That's right. We just launched the We launched a new page of the Sekulow community, and we are sharing a lot of great content on there. It is content that you may not see typically from the ACLJ. Some of it is. We have our broadcast going there live. I'll be posting that interview I did with Mayor Matt Morgan of Longwood, Florida, a professional wrestler who's turned mayor of a small town in Central Florida, how they're dealing with the COVID-19 outbreak. But also, we're going to share inspirational words. We had a lot of church services going over the weekend, a lot of concerts, live streams. And we'll be posting our own content as well. So that's at facebook.com/thesekulow community, or just search the Sekulow community. It'll come right up. There's thousands of people over there, but we're hoping to get even more and more. There's millions on our page. And we know that we have a platform, and God's given us a great platform to share our content. We also feel like it's important to be given the opportunity to share other people's content as well. But the way Facebook works, we can't just post it all on our main page, because then you'll stop getting our content. It's a weird algorithm we have to work around. So just go to the Sekulow community page. I'm about to, as soon as this show's over, I'm going to share the interview we did, like I said, this morning on the Logan Sekulow reprogram that'll be on tomorrow morning show with Mayor Matt Morgan, who is a small town mayor of a Central Florida town. I mean, not small. I mean, 20,000-30,000 people.
Program tomorrow. Give people,
we can potentially play it. I have to go through it, just make sure. But I think, yeah, I think you could play it, hear what people are talking about.
I think that's important. Do you hear how a mayor's handling this?
Yeah, we're going to have more guests on like that as well. He has a unique story in general. I mean, he's a family man dealing with a child at home, just like a lot of us are, and having to get through these days. So that was pretty interesting. But we'll share a lot of that on the Sekulow community page as well.
I'll tell you what was
encouraging
yesterday about it, which you did. I know you spent a lot of time doing it, too. It's a page which it's not the ACLJ page.
No.
It doesn't mean we won't occasionally share an ACLJ thing there.
No, there's a watch party right now. Say hello to everyone watching on the Sekulow community page.
You're on the Sekulow community page.
Yeah,
great. We're trying to do this so that we can put other messages that ministries, organizations, groups, individuals that we are inspired by or we like.
We can help give them a platform.
Give them a platform. And what we did yesterday, which I thought was great because a lot of people couldn't go to church services, and tons of people were on Facebook. We had an Episcopal service, a Baptist service,
kind of a non-denominational,
service. We had praise and worship by very well-known people and some not as well-known.
Yeah, exactly. We just shared a lot of really good content, and we're going to continue to do that. We've done watch parties, even stuff that just, I tried to do a watch party every night of kind of more lighthearted things. Even it was sad with the passing of Kenny Rogers. Yep. I did a whole watch party of just Kenny Rogers videos, sprinkled in some inspirational videos in between. Let people talk and communicate. There's a lot of times these watch parties, you can comment and kind of have some form of community.
So we are on a watch party right now on the page?
We are, yep.
Okay. So how do people sign up for that page?
All you got to do is go to the Secular Community on Facebook and click like, and you'll get all the content. And make sure you can, I think there's a way to also get alerts when we post stuff. So you can check that out. But again, it's either directly, if you're not on Facebook already, facebook.com/TheSecularCommunity, or just click, just type it in the search bar on
Facebook. And if you want to know about Logan's radio broadcast, it's the Logan Secular Reprogram.
It is Logan Secular Reprogram. We do a new show every day. It's just like this. We're putting out content every morning. So if you are watching on online right now, you can just subscribe to the podcast feed if you don't get it locally in your area. Right now, we're only on in Orlando and Gainesville, Florida. That's our two primary outlets on 105.
Can I say hello to our community? I just went into the Secular Community page.
Yeah, you could say hello.
There's about 50 people watching there. There's about 8,000 or 9,000 on
the page. It's a new page.
And probably 2 million listening or more on 5 million on radio, whatever
page,
it is.
Yeah. But again, you can find my radio show out. We put up, if you're looking for new content, every morning at 6 a.m. a new podcast drops.
It's a great show.
It's over
too,
the air at 5 a.m. We try to keep things lighthearted, but we also are putting out content. Like I said,
I'm a guest.
You're a frequent guest. We are putting out content like our interview today with local mayors to kind of talk about how things are going in the area. So some of it's localized to Orlando, but so if you're in Orlando, it is a great show for you. If you're in Central Florida in general, because I think we definitely hit that.
Oh, I think even if you're not in Florida, it's great.
Oh, yeah, it is. But specifically, if you are,
some entertainment.
It's great. We love our local listeners. So let's go ahead and take a phone call before we wrap up. Let's go to Melanie in Texas on line three with a bit of a DC question.
Hi, Melanie.
You're on the air.
Hey, I was just wondering, is there a way the president can get emergency line by line veto power for the bill? Because they're constantly packing it with all kind of unnecessary and wasteful spending.
Well, then the answer to that we know, but go ahead.
Not for this one. That would be setting this package back. The answer here is to pass this one, send it to the president for his signature, which, by the way, that's not the holdup. Secretary Mnuchin wants this bill to be passed. So I understand what the caller's saying, and I think in many instances I would certainly agree with her. But on this one, it's just time to get it to the president for his signature. He would happily sign it.
All right. Our ACLJ legal team is going through this right now, and we've got multiple offices working on it. I should say offices right now because people are working remotely. We also have a newsletter email out to you right now because while a lot of industries are closed and a lot of even medical services are closed, guess who's not? Planned Parenthood. So we're going to continue our battles with Planned Parenthood. We're going to continue our battles on making sure these bills are appropriate and there's no surprises inside. We are still filing briefs. I'll be working on briefs this afternoon. We have analyzed upwards of 31 briefs that were filed at the International Criminal Court at The Hague involving Israel, although I will say the ICC is now closed. You realize what the impact of all this is, folks. I mean, things are coming to it's having a real impact on, like, the legal systems here. Now, like, our briefs in the Supreme Court, the ones I'm filing on behalf of the president, are due at the end of this week or maybe Monday of next week. But I was supposed to be arguing the case a week from today.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and it's not going to happen. So we'll see what the court ends up deciding to do by order. We'll see what they decide, but hopefully those cases will get resolved this term. If not, I guess it'll be next term. But whatever it is, we'll be prepared. So your support of the ACLJ makes a huge difference. Now, Logan mentioned earlier, and it's important, the importance of online giving right now.
Absolutely. Right now, as obviously a lot of you give in the mail, and that's great. You respond to our mailers or you send in checks in the mail, and that's excellent. We don't want to deter you from doing that. But right now, if you are looking to donate to the ACLJ, just due to the fact that we're on limited staff and it's just taking time to get through all of the mail when it comes to creating social distancing and trying to abide by the rules here, we really would encourage you to please donate on ACLJ.org. That's directly to our website. It's easier. It's faster. It's more cost-effective. It's actually more of your money goes directly to the causes that you support because there's no processing time and all that. So that is at ACLJ.org. Again, take a look at it. Go on ACLJ.org in general because there's so much great content that we post every day. It's not a stagnant page. News, blogs, and of course this show every day. Again, that's at ACLJ.org. Support the work. And we appreciate you watching. Sorry for some of the technical problems. We'll get those fixed as soon as we can. Thank you guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Jay Sekulow Live.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.